And the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that he himself is the bread of life. And he tells us that the Jewish people in the desert ate the manna, but they died. But anyone who eats this bread will live forever, he says. Now, obviously, there is a complete difference between the manna in the desert and the Holy Eucharist that Jesus is talking about. And yet, at the same time, what we can do is look back to be able to learn, why did these people die? It wasn't a matter simply that they died a natural death, but we have to remember that these are the people who were promised the Holy Land, that God would lead them into the Promised Land. And that is exactly what the Lord set out to do. But the people didn't want it. They wimped out. They were unfaithful. And in their whining and complaining, God said, fine, wander the desert for 40 years, and every last one of you is going to die out there. When Jesus says they ate the manna and they died, that's what he's talking about. Because we can look and say, well, for 2,000 years, people have received Holy Communion and they've died. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the fact that they didn't enter into the Promised Land. Only two people that came out of Egypt entered into the Promised Land. Joshua and Caleb. That is it. Every last one of them died in the desert because of their disobedience, because of their lack of faith, because of their whining and complaining against the Lord. That is the point we have to be able to look at. We have Jesus. We have the Blessed Sacrament. We could say of the people of old, they had Moses. Moses spoke to God. He told the people what God wanted. Over and over again, we hear the same thing. Everything the Lord says, we will do. Nothing that the Lord said did they do. But they had Moses. You have Jesus in you. They had Moses who spoke to God. You have God inside of you. You have the bread of life. You have the Lord. How much do we whine and complain against God? How often are we disobedient to the Lord? How often do we refuse to do God's will? How easy it is for us to look back 3,000 years, 3,500 years, and be able to say what was wrong with those people. God spoke to Moses and he told him exactly what he wanted them to do, and look at what they did. Yeah, what's wrong with us? We have Jesus in us. We have the Holy Spirit who can speak to us. We have the prophets. We have all the scriptures. We have everything. And what do we do with it? Act like we don't have it. We don't listen. We don't obey. We whine and complain. We can say that's just part of being from Minnesota. We all do, but that's not going to be a good excuse on Judgment Day. But Lord, I'm from Minnesota. I had to complain about everything because that's all we do in Minnesota is complain about everything. God is giving us the opportunity to be saints and we're whining about it. He's giving us the opportunity to be able to be holy and we complain and we're disobedient. Now as we go forward, we are being given the single greatest opportunity that any Christian person has had since Jesus lived. What are we going to do? Our track record isn't a good one. We need the bread of life. We need the Holy Spirit. And we need to learn, you and I, to listen to them, to trust them, to obey them. We have made a life out of doing what we want rather than what God wants. We have made a life of listening to everyone except the Lord. Now, where we're headed, there are only two options. And if we don't choose the Lord, we're going to die in our sins, just like the people in the desert. Now, that doesn't mean that some of those people didn't go to heaven. I'm sure that they did. But because they refused to stand for what was right when they needed to, and they all wimped out and they refused to trust God, none of them entered into the promised land. The promised land you and I are promised is not Israel. It's heaven. And if we don't get there and we wind up in the desert, we know what that means. It's not Sinai. It's far, far worse, far hotter, and forever. Those are the two options. It's the promised land or it's the other. It's heaven or it's hell. It's Jesus or it's Satan. Again, we put it that way, it's pretty blatantly obvious which one we're going to listen to, isn't it? At least which one we're going to say we will listen to. Just like the Jewish people. Whatever the Lord says, we will do. Prove it. That's all I can say. Lip service isn't going to get us to heaven. Only doing what the Lord says is going to get us to heaven. And what a glorious opportunity we are walking into. But we better learn pretty quick how to listen to the Lord. We have been given everything because Jesus is God and God is all in all. And he dwells inside of us. And he's right there in the Adoration Chapel. He's right there in the tabernacle. We have no excuse. We want to point a finger at those people in the desert. We better realize we've got three fingers pointing right back at ourselves because we have infinitely more than they had. Yeah, they blew it, and they blew it big time. What do you think they'd be saying if they were looking at us? What's wrong with those people? They have the Son of God. They have the Holy Spirit given to them. They have the Holy Eucharist. They have everything. And what are they doing? The choice is ours. The church is going absolutely the wrong direction. It's going to lead us right out into the desert. Not a good place to be. The world has been in the desert for years, an even worse place to be. Jesus is in the green pasture near the still waters. That's where we want to be. But the choice is ours. The glitz and the glamour that the devil is offering sounds pretty cool. It ends in death. The passion and the cross that Jesus offers doesn't sound so great. It ends with life. Those are the options. And we have been given the bread of life. We have been given the Lord himself. So we are without excuse. So as we move forward and things get really critical, that's the choice we're going to have to make. And I can only plead with you to be faithful to Jesus. No matter what happens, be faithful to Jesus. We will not be able to do that by our own strength, by the way. If we think we can white-knuckle this and make it through, impossible. That is why we have been given the Lord and the Holy Spirit to be able to help us. But unless we call upon them, it's not going to work. so we better learn real fast how to do this and beg God for the grace so that no matter what happens, we will listen, we will be faithful, and we will be obedient, and truly we will live what it is that we say we will do. That is, whatever the Lord says, we will do.